Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. David has around 600 men traveling with him in the wilderness. They're a small band of men, but feared with a reputation of being David's mighty men. Nabal has slighted David in payment for protection and insulted him on top of that. Step into my story and see what happens next. One of the young workers told Abigail, Nabal's wife, what Nabal had just done by insulting David and sending his men away empty-handed. She immediately had the servants start packing mules with bread, wine, slaughtered sheep, roasted grain, raisins, and cakes of figs. She sent her servants ahead and departed without telling Nabal. She was going to take payment to David. On the trail, she found David. She dismounted and bowed to the ground before him. My Lord David, please do not listen to Nabal, this worthless man, and restrain yourself from shedding blood and avenging yourself. Please accept these gifts as payment. May the Lord your God fulfill all that he has spoken to you and appoint you ruler over Israel. Please go in peace. Well, David noted how beautiful she was and intelligent. But then he turned and left her where she stood. She then returned to the house, and the party was in full swing. Nabal was totally drunk and so wasted that there was no reason for Abigail to talk to him about anything until morning when the party was over. But that night, Nabal died of a heart attack, leaving Abigail a widow. Well, David got word of Abigail's demise, then sent a messenger with a proposal. Come be my wife. She wasted no time. She quickly arose with her five maidens, all who mounted donkeys, and left for the wilderness. They were married, and she became one of several wives of David that he had with him in the wilderness. David got married again. He's collecting wives. Let's see. There's Michelle, Aminom, and now Abigail. Only the later two are with him at the moment. But remember, David is still on the run, and I will wrap up my series with one more story of an encounter with King Saul. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.